This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to it. You guys are listening to Life's Playbook with me, Candace Mama, and my gorgeous co-host. Tamisha Masha.
Hello. You're too sweet. Like, when you say gorgeous and things like, sometimes I don't believe it. I feel like you are just saying that because I had to be your co-host today.
Yeah,
do you mean it? Am I gorgeous? Like, do you look at me, Candace, sometimes and just go, how did this man get to be so beautiful?
You know what? Sometimes I do ask myself this. I look at you and I want to ask you for your skincare routine and everything.
Oh, really? I was hoping you'd ask me for something else. Really? I'm not your gay best friend.
We could make it work.
We could make it work?
We could make it work.
I suppose we could. But
in
you
a
know.
Way that I won't get killed. And you won't have a scandal.
Why do we have to always worry about that, Candace?
It's December.
No, why do we have to always worry about making it work in a way that no one will have to get killed? Why would you have to get killed?
Because I'm the woman. Have you never read anything in the stories?
True, like the guys get away with it.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. And you know what? It's December. So yeah. We've got 2 days of December left. So the debauchery that can happen in 2 days, who knows?
Oh my gosh, the debauchery of 2 days. So what, are you suggesting that we do something crazy?
No. Don't put words in my mouth.
I was just asking a question. What the heck, man?
I'm just saying that people, you know, get up to stuff in December. And now that we've got 2 days of December left,
so
like
what
the debauchery that can take. I'm not suggesting.
So you're saying,
just listen.
You're saying there is a chance that there can be debauchery because it's December.
No, you know, we're going to move on.
Okay, shall we just move on?
I think you're just trying to get me in trouble.
I think
here.
You're just throwing out some false promises out there.
No, you're making
me think that this is possible, but it's not really, is it?
I think what you're trying to do is get me into the Daily Sun, and I'm not having that.
Why would I want to get you in the Daily Sun?
The girl.
If ever I wanted to get you in the Daily Sun, it would be on page 3. The girl with the, you know that? You know that?
The Sun Babe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but I'm a sucker for that stuff. You know that? Like, I feel bad about doing it. It's like eating these copas. Have you ever eaten these copas?
Who hasn't? They're delicious.
They're horrible.
No, they're delicious.
Every time I have them, I'm like, why do people eat this stuff?
They work the jaw. They're so good for the jaw.
They're good for the jaw. Only because they're always, they're always never fresh, which is like a very odd way of saying they're never, ever. I've never had, have you ever had a fresh batch of copas?
I don't think they're designed to be fresh.
They come out stale.
I think you're supposed to chew until you question your life.
Gosh. They're horrible. Like, why would somebody do that?
I'm taking away your black pass. I'm sorry.
Take away my black pass. For the scopas.
No.
So what's on the show today? What are we talking about?
So today we're going to reflect on 2015.
Yeah,
and you know,
a lot of reflection.
We have to reflect. You know, I mean, it's only 2 days, so we have to reflect on what we've done wrong, what we're gonna do right for the new year.
Okay, what can we define wrong? I mean, we're gonna get to the other topics, but can we define what would wrong be?
You know what? I think wrong you'd have to define for yourself, but maybe stuff you didn't achieve, like your resolutions. You know, those things that you said in January, like I'm going to get to December looking like ABC and well.
People do that to themselves. Like they're looking like so and so, such and such part. Why do people do that? I mean,
do that.
I know I do it a bit. I'm like, this is my year, baby. 2015. I have phrases for you. It was like 2014 was 2014.
Oh, yes.
And it like just never happened. And then what was 2015? It was.
I don't remember what the catchphrase was for this year.
Yeah, but it was something major. It always has to do with money. Did you make a lot of money in 2015? Did you make the money that you wanted to make? Did you make more money?
I don't think you can ever make the money you really want to make.
That's true.
I achieved a lot.
Did you make
in
more
my career
than 2014?
I did, which is an accomplishment, right?
Yeah. So you did well.
It's not as much as I wanted, like I said.
Yeah.
So hint, everybody, including you.
Sugar daddy. Me.
Sugar daddy's anonymous. No, I'm kidding.
For any sugar daddies out there, you hear what she said.
My allowance was not enough. No.
Girl need a Porsche Boxster now. Okay, make it happen, please. Okay.
You. Yeah. No, I don't think I made as much. Did you make as much as you wanted to make?
I made enough, if there's such a thing. I made quite a bit.
I did good. I see your face. You're like, I did good. Other aspects of your life. I'm sure career is not the only thing that we have resolutions.
Look, my biggest achievement for 2015, probably my whole life, is that I got a baby girl. And that's it, you know? I think after the greatest thing about it is that I got that gave me a lot of perspective.
Okay.
A lot of things didn't matter like they did before.
Okay.
You know, as long as I could just be there, have enough time to be with her,
mm-hmm.
And get enough stuff that she needed.
Okay.
Because I don't think like kids need a lot of stuff. We want a lot of stuff for our kids.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is not even based on what we want for the kids, but
yeah.
So that everyone is like, wow, your kid's got a lot of stuff,
yeah.
You know. But like, she's got really more than she's going to need right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And right now I'm thinking of, okay, private schools are really expensive.
It's like, is she going to be a Crawford baby?
Well, you know, I was thinking the more traditional old school. St. Stithians, Rodine.
Ooh.
Although I do like Michael Mount, Waldorf. I like the Waldorf.
Ooh.
Waldorf,
it sounds fancy.
It tickles me. Yeah, it is.
It sounds very
the
fancy.
Fancier the better, and the more old school the better. Because,
Know,
I don't want something that was established
yesterday.
She's definitely not going to go to a Curo. Those motherfuckers are racist anyway.
They're not getting your money.
They're not getting my money, sorry.
And they shouldn't get your money.
No.
Your hard-earned 2015 money.
That.
What is
Why
this?
Why are black parents taking their kids there and they're complaining afterwards? Like, oh, they're so racist. Like, okay.
And you keep your child there, right?
You know?
I
it's not like they're doing you a favor. It's not like it's government school.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
you're paying
You're paying a lot of money.
I know.
For your kids to be treated like that?
But it's our mindset. Our mindset is killing us.
Our mindset is killing
us. You know? We don't want to support... You know, a cause.
Yeah.
You want to complain about a cause.
That's a big thing.
Like,
that was a big thing in 2015. There were a lot of causes, right?
Yeah.
Like
so
the
many
students.
Must falls.
Yeah, so many hashtags, right? Yeah,
a hashtag
could kill you this year.
To Misha must fall.
No!
I'm kidding.
That was
that
last week Sunday. I had a big one. Was this just this past Sunday? But
yeah.
There was the fees must fall.
Yes, that was the biggest.
That was the biggest?
Biggest? Yeah.
What was the one before that? There was something before.
Was there something? No, it was the roads. The road statue, wasn't it?
Roads must fall.
Yeah, roads
right?
must fall.
Which spread because suddenly that started at UCT and then at actual Rhodes University,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of protest about even the name of the university and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And then there was the Zuma must fall,
where
white people decided to find out what it's like to walk the streets.
I have to tell you about
this. Yeah, tell me about this.
So I spent Christmas with my friend's house, and his sister lives in Cape Town.
Okay.
A white girl, and she was telling me like how the march went, you know, and she was saying the structure of this march. So now you know our people. We like to have fun, no matter what we do.
Yes.
We must dance. We must make it a
we
song.
Must dance and sing.
Fall. Yeah, Zuma must fall. You know.
Fall.
Thank you, you know, and we must be two-stepping and naying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
That's a march.
Yeah.
No, she was saying that it was so controlled. People came with their picnic baskets, and people would say things like, we are doing this for a cause, people. Zuma will fall. He will fall.
See, that's not my life. You can't sustain that.
And then people were like, okay, I think this is the time to get up now. Get up. And someone must speak. We divide. And then they got divided into 10 groups. Like, you know, groups of 10. And each one had to, like, say how they're going to impact South Africa in a positive way.
All right.
So I was like, oh, wow. No wonder none of my people were there.
Yeah.
No wonder,
apart from the fact
there
that... there were a few. What did you feel about it? Because I was like, you know, where were these guys at the fees must fall march?
Right.
Where were these guys before that when, like, we were saying roads must fall? It was like, that was a good cause, people.
Right.
Where were they at the service delivery protest?
No, they weren't there.
And it just kind of felt like suddenly all these people were like, well, the rand has gone down and it's affecting my...
Holiday spending.
My holiday spending because I really did want to go to Florida this year or go to the UK or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, guys. We're not going to join your cause.
Right.
Just because now you've, and for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
Zuma must fall for many reasons.
A lot.
But that's not the biggest one, by the way.
It isn't. But you know what? I think what I liked about the march was the fact that it was solidarity.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people came together and we were all saying like, oh, goodness, you know.
With your picnic baskets.
With our and I'm away.
Yeah, Emma, come on.
And it was such a nice thing that all of a sudden South Africa is uniting for a cause, you know.
Was South Africa really united or were there just a few people who...
Well, we have to like face it, you know, the media is predominantly white owned. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think when it was more spoken about, it gave it a bigger voice that, okay, South Africans are, you know, sick and tired. You know, whereas the fees must fall, it was more a black problem. You know, it was like, no, fees must fall because it's impacting us. And
but is it a black problem or is it a general problem? It was just that I think a lot of white students felt that, and I say that with a lot of generalizing, because there were a lot of black and white students who were part of the fees must fall as well. But is it that the thinking of the majority of, I think, the people who were at the Zuma Must Fall March was, well, it's not really our problem, you know, because, like, they must just find a way, hey?
Yeah.
Like, if they must just get a student loan. If I could do it, like, I could do it because my parents, they find a way in the 70s to save money. And yes, apartheid did help. But it's 20 years and we should really get over it. I mean, you people have had 20 years to get it together. You must just sort it out now, okay? So I was like, okay, this is why I'm not walking with you on the Zuma Must March thing.
Wow, No, you know what? I think we are getting too deep for December. So let's move on to other things about December. So my one gripe about 2015 was that, you know, my resolution, one of them was, actually this was a dual resolution. Okay. It was more my mom's resolution than mine, but it was to get a bae. I wanted a bae, you know, for 2015.
A bae. For those who don't know what a bae is, B-A-E, as in a bae.
Like a boo. A boo thang.
How did that go, by the way?
It went terribly. I have to tell you, it went absolutely awful.
Why not? Where were you looking?
You know what? I was proactive.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
I wasn't in a club looking for love. So
that's the best place to get a club,
dude. Come on, the lighting is so good. Then you see the person in the day, and you know the hazy juice is worn off, and they don't look as good as they did at night.
But is that what you're looking for? Someone who looks good? Was that your first criteria?
Some, you know, they need to be attractive to you, right?
Well, I suppose, but you know what they say in Zulu, ubuhle bendoda inkomo zakhe.
Hmm.
You got that right?
No,
you understand like some sort of nguni.
Yeah, I sort of. Break it down.
We'll break it down. The beauty of a man is based on the number of cows in his kraal.
Ooh! Woo. Mm-hmm.
In other words, like,
it doesn't matter what he looks like, it's what he can do.
What matters is the size of his wallet.
I hear
basically.
You. You know what? Like, I thought I was like the UN of dating. So I wrote about this earlier in the year. Like, you know what? Age is not really a factor for me, you know.
That's good.
Race is not a factor for me.
Okay.
Gender is a factor for me. But
I mean, but that's just your thing. You have nothing against the others.
I don't have anything against women, but you know, it's just not for
it's
me.
Just not
it's
for
not
you.
My thing.
It's not your thing.
Exactly. So I went on a
good,
couple of
in.
Dates. I went on a couple.
Married
of,
with children?
Oh, shush. No, that is not my thing. You know, because I'm
married
not trying to
child. Married with child. Just one child, not children.
I'm not trying to die right now.
Okay, fine.
So stop trying to get me killed.
All right, so you went on a couple of dates, and how did they go?
Oh, wow. Can I tell you? The one was so awful. He pitched up drunk. Two bottles drunk.
No, no.
Not even like I had a glass of wine drunk. I'd had two bottles of wine drunk.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Had this guy like seen you before?
He had.
Where?
We actually met at, oh my goodness, I'm what? Sorry guy, because if you're listening.
No, you must know.
We
must
met,
be exposed.
We met at a restaurant. I was visiting a friend of mine. And we like saw each other and he just started chatting to me, you know. And
at a restaurant? He just came up to you with someone else there?
Yeah, he was with his friend. I was solo. So so he started chatting to me and he seemed normal. He seemed decent. And I liked the fact that he thought that I was too young, you know, like 24 was too young for
this
him.
This is before the date started?
No. Like while he was trying to court me.
Oh, you know, okay.
Because he was, I think, in his late 30s, early 40s. Yeah, guys, that's how high I go. So anyway. No, so then, so we go on our date. So, you know, he chooses the place and everything, and I'm good with it. I pitch up, he's not there. I'm still fine.
Can we mention the place?
No. Because I'm going to be like, and then he was wearing a red jacket.
Why not? Like, name and shame. The guy needs to know that this can happen.
Stop it.
Okay,
stop
fine.
It.
So it wasn't the turn and 10 that race. So.
I'm going to kick you off my show.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to keep quiet. I just said it wasn't
can you
that.
See, can you see, guys? Can you see? This, this is why he shouldn't be my co-host. He's
no, come
things.
On.
So
tell
anyway,
me the date.
Anyway,
so,
anyway.
So you arrive at the turn of dinner.
Anyway, we get there. I won't say location. Shush.
Okay. You
and
get
then,
there.
Yeah,
he's already there.
No, he's not there yet. So
oh,
I get
what?
There and I'm waiting. So, I'm waiting. So
how long did you wait, though?
It wasn't too long. I won't even diss him for that. It wasn't
10 minutes?
Long. No. Less than 5. So I'm still waiting, you know. I'm nervous.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I'm like looking at my watch like,
oh. Are you generally a punctual person? Is that why?
Very punctual. Like, I'm a 15 minutes before person. So I'm
that
good.
That would freak me out though. It's like it's a date. It's not an appointment. Just arrive around.
Could you stop? Trying okay. to like take.
Like, I'm not trying to be your
make
date.
Make me undateable.
I'm just saying, like, if we said 10 o'clock, right, in the morning.
Yeah.
For our coffee date.
Uh huh.
10 o'clock is a basic.
Estimate.
It's an estimate.
Around about
then. Anything up to 5:30 is still cool.
What?
You know?
You just no, you're wrong.
I'm easygoing.
No. Okay. That's disrespecting my time. So, anyway.
Okay.
So this date, he pitches up drunk.
How could you tell he was drunk though?
Because
you don't know this
no
guy.
Inhibitions. Like, I mean, he was just speaking about random stuff. And he told me he's got an on again, off again girlfriend. So I was like, oh, so I'm assuming you're off right okay. now, you know?
That's why you're here, right?
Yeah, that's what I was assuming at least. And then I think the conclusion of the date, he told me something like, I know you're probably not going to come out with me again, but. Can I show you my house? Because I'm that stupid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That's pretty smooth, though.
No. Can I tell you the explanation for why he wanted to show me his house?
Okay.
So that he knows, so that I know what I'll be missing.
And, okay.
So I was like...
Was it a really great house, though?
I didn't go... What?
No, I want to know. Did you look at the pictures?
I was looking to be abducted. No, he wanted to take me to his house.
Oh, that's different.
That's very different. Wink.
I thought he showed you like pictures on his iPad or something.
No.
No, not like that.
No, not like that. Like
he was like, come
he was
to my
fast
house.
Forward. Yeah, no, he's weird. And the worst thing is when you Google this man, you think like, oh my gosh, you know, such a good guy. Everyone.
Let's Google him. And
no,
see.
Stop it. Yeah, no, so no. So that was disaster date
that
number
was
one.
Number one?
No, it wasn't number one, but it was probably the biggest disaster out
okay.
of most of them.
It wins. It's in the number one spot.
And then I went on a date with a guy who just, like, would not speak. Like, he sat there, like, quiet as a mouse. Like, and I was just, like, trying to speak to myself. And
okay, well, did you guys go out for dinner?
We did go for dinner.
But what places did you go
to? I'm not
to?
Telling you, no.
You don't have to, like, say it was the turn and tender in Rensa. But was it like a steak joint? I'm curious, because where do you take someone
pasta,
like that?
It was a pasta joint.
Pasta joint. Wait.
No, I'm not telling you. Anyway,
Tony's
so that
spaghetti?
Was...
Are they Tony's spaghetti?
You think I only date in my hood.
Hey. I think you do, actually.
I drive for a good date, excuse me.
Oh, really?
Moi.
So you would go all the way to, like, Morningside shopping center?
I would.
Is it?
I would.
That Tash is there. It's a great place to spot
it's
a guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll go there today. Maybe I'll just chill.
No, you must, really. Because, like, for me, it's like, you know, when I get my first sports car, like,
yeah.
or something really expensive.
You're going to go park it there?
I'm just going to drive around for a bit first, though. Like, pretend I can't find parking.
Oh, okay. Even if there's, like, plenty of parking.
I don't care.
Game
like,
plan.
Just keep, you know, when you're just driving
oh,
around for no reason.
And your window down. Your window down?
The drop top.
Oh,
or the top drop.
Look at you.
All right? because, like, where else... Do they have a shopping center that is so perfect
to show off?
To show off, because all the restaurants are facing the parking lot, right?
Very true.
And all you have to do is just drive around, and that's like really your first calling card to all the single ladies or the ladies that are not so single.
Like, this is like what I've got to offer. Is that what it is?
This is where we start, ladies. This is the basics. See, this is the kind of guy I am.
The kind of guy who drives in a drop top.
Yeah, very expensive drop top. which probably means I don't have much extra money because
exactly.
I spent it all on the car.
And on petrol.
And
on,
yeah, because it's expensive.
And on the meal.
It's a V8.
Yeah.
So you might have to pay for the meal.
Can you see what you just brought up is the problem with men?
What's the problem
you
with
see,
men?
You guys false advertise and you blame, you like criticize women for false advertising.
How's that false? It's true.
No.
I am living this life. I didn't necessarily say that we were going to live this life if we did.
It's like, it's insinuated. What is this? You are insinuating that this is for both of us.
Oh,
you know?
I see. So, yeah, it is for both of us. But like when I'm riding with you, like the top will have to be, what's the opposite of dropped? Up.
Up.
The darkened windows will have to be closed.
Is this for the girl's safety? This is
for the girl's safety.
Okay.
And also, you know, I don't have a lot more disposable cash because, you know, I got a wife and a kid. So.
Okay, so you come as an open book.
I'm really an open book. This is really a sexual thing. That's really the best I can do for you. I can offer you that when I'm free.
And we can't be seen in public.
We can. It's okay. You know, we just can't be like,
so
no,
you don't
no
even care about being seen. No
shows,
PDA.
No PDA. Well, okay. You know what? I mean, you're going to be seen. Like right now, we're on the show. There's no camera, but someone could be seeing us.
Well, they're hearing us.
They're hearing us, right? And it's like,
you insinuating.
You know what I mean? Like you and I went to that restaurant. We've been to many restaurants together. And it looked like a date. For all intents and purposes.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I thought I looked very professional, so I don't think
You didn't look professional at all.
Excuse me?
You're always wearing something quite sexy, which is great.
I'm not going to stop you
from doing that. That's not my job. I'm not going to make you feel bad about it, because you have nothing to feel bad about. You keep doing that, girl. But that's what I'm saying. People could jump to their own conclusions. So what do? You know, you may as well. Like, okay, fine. You know, you're out there.
Whatever. You're not going to stop living your life. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. But we're still on day two.
What's quiet? Dude was just quiet. And then he still sent me a message afterwards, like, great date. I was like, for who?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
for what?
Were you there?
Do you actually remember?
Do
what
you
did
remember?
You say?
Were you high?
Was he good looking, though?
He was. I think that's the only reason I sat it out, eh?
Really?
Because I was looking for hope. I was like, oh my gosh, I can
please,
take
Lord,
you to functions.
Give me hope. Yeah.
What? I can take you
he
to functions.
He looked good in pictures.
He looked so good in pictures.
Was he well dressed?
He was so well dressed. And he smelled good.
Oh,
so
okay.
Right. And I was like,
I'm so upset with this guy.
And I'm like thinking, you know what? This is the picture I'd show my grandkids. Like, grandmama had it going on.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. And he disappointed me so much. So much. And such a chatterbox on WhatsApp. So I really didn't get it. I was like, you've got bipolar.
Was he having a bad day? Did he say?
No.
That's how he is in person.
It seems like it. He's like, sorry, I'm probably a little more reserved than you thought. I was like, no, shut Sherlock.
Yeah.
No,
you're not just reserved.
You're not reserved.
You're a corpse. Estopo.
Estopo. Seriously, like, I should have.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm too nice. I can't, like.
Damn.
I can't, you know, tell someone when it's been a bad day. They'll
read
about it.
You women have such high expectations. What? Like, you know, let me just say.
I've got a high expectation.
Let me say to the ladies out there, if you're a good-looking lady and you smell good, that is not a reason why I will not take you home just because you're not talking. Okay, like it's okay. Keep quiet. Shut the fuck up and eat the food. And let's go back to my place, babe.
Because you see, you're one-track-minded.
Yes.
You see,
we only need one thing.
You see.
Yeah.
Now, a woman.
We're very simple creatures.
No, a woman. Actually, someone sent me a quote, and it was like, a man falls in love with his eyes, and a woman falls in love with her ears. Mm. So if you ain't saying nothing, there's nothing for me to fall in love with.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah.
So all the men out there, please, come with your best poetry when you come on a date. Like, you know, kill it. Kill it. Mm. Be cute. Be quirky. Like, be something.
Be
something. More.
Come
be,
with something.
Come with more than what you look like, for goodness sake.
But what if his whole thing was the silent, mysterious type? Like, I'm just sitting here.
That wasn't mysterious.
Just being
that was
really
creepy.
Good looking and smelling good.
No.
And just look at me.
That was like, I could abduct you now.
This
and
is
not
my best.
You just pulled out your sexy voice. Mm. No.
I have
but,
the shot.
No, but can I tell you, this is a problem for women, hey? Like, women are suffering out there. Like,
this seems to be a general problem, man.
It is. Have you not seen on Facebook?
I mean, I'm very surprised. Like, what more do you need to do, Candice? You're a good-looking woman.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a forgiving heart.
I do.
You know? I mean, like, come on, people. Like, come on, guys. You're letting me down. Do I have to do all the work out there, guys? Do I have to do all the work? I can't do this by myself, guys.
I don't know, you know? And that's the thing. Like, I've got such good-looking friends.
And you have good-looking friends, too.
I have good-looking friends.
Why would you do that, though? Because maybe that's not a good idea.
What? You think I'm, like, letting them overshadow my shine? Like,
I mean, you should have, like, there should be, like, good-looking-ish.
Good-looking-ish.
But you
should
definitely
be
the star. Yeah.
Okay. You see, I'm not good with that, you see. I like everyone shining their
light,
you
see?
No.
This bathing is serious, Candice.
No,
you're not taking it seriously enough.
You know, it's like the drought. Do you remember when we were praying for rain? While everyone was praying for rain, I was praying for a bay. And the rain came, guess what? Who stayed single? Me.
Yes,
me.
Yes.
You know?
So what, is it a faith thing? Are you just not putting enough faith there? You don't believe? That's the problem.
It's a human thing. Like, guys out there are really weird. But you know,
I think that there's not a lot of eligible men, generally.
That's it. And the nice ones are either gay or taken.
Yeah.
You see?
That's why I think I'm all about, you know, polygamy.
Thank you for the offer. I'm very glad that, you know, should my bae dilemma not be solved, I've got someone.
I'm putting my hand up.
Thank you.
Like, you don't have to suffer like this, you know?
You see my pain.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting it on the table here. Like, this is what I offer.
Mm, okay, tell me.
Great conversation. That's one.
Okay.
I'm still working on the looks. It's never too late. Got a great plastic surgeon. It's just a lay-by. Okay. It's a lay-by situation. Yeah, I just have to raise enough money.
Okay. For the deposit. I hear you.
So you know, I could show you like pictures of myself from 5 years ago if it's a, you know.
I could Google. It's fine. Don't
exactly. You
don't
see
worry.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
So if you need, if looks are important.
Yeah.
You know, maybe right now might not be a good time for that, but you can just look at my stuff from before. Yeah,
okay.
You know.
And see the potential.
Okay. I was going to go with a great conversation. I'm fantastic in bed. Absolutely amazing.
Okay, so you say, you rate yourself. Okay, no.
I'm not confident.
You're confident.
I rate myself, okay. But it's based on feedback.
Oh, feedback.
Because I like to give like a survey afterwards. Like.
So you still, a person still required to do admin afterwards?
Well, I think it's important because we have to keep the statistics. Where am I going wrong? You know, where can I improve?
Okay. So I'm assuming that comes with a lot of medical exams, you know, so that you're always good for the next.
Yes. That's
okay.
Important.
Okay. Very important.
It's also important for my insurance, by the way. So you know that, you know.
Okay, so
my insurance
insured?
Is good.
Okay.
I'm insured.
Okay.
Did I say I was good in bed?
I think it was three times.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay. Actually,
so does that take up like the rest of your offering?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, look, there is a catch. You know, I'm getting a little older, so okay. There are days when like the desire is there, but it's like, listen, I'm a little bit tired.
Where mind and body aren't in alignment.
No,
they're
not. And, you know, it's been 20 years of doing this, so it's like, come on, I've got nothing to prove anymore.
Okay,
it's been like,
I hear you.
20 years I've been doing this, okay? So if you need a track record, you got 20 years of track.
Okay.
So, you know, you caught me on a bad day. It's been a particularly heavy one.
Okay, good. So you've sold yourself very well.
Thank you.
You know, so I will put that resume closet.
You know what? I don't mind if you put me like right at the end of that whole
as long
file
as it's
folder.
It's in the file.
It's in the folder, you know. And sometimes, every now and again, you can bring it up. I'm not saying I want to be first.
Okay.
You don't even
have to be a priority.
No, not even. When you've gone through all those other guys, those young people, you know, and you just want something real, you know.
Something real. Like riveting conversation and.
I know good wines.
Good wine. Okay.
I'm well traveled. I've read a lot of books.
Oh, you're really not holding back on selling yourself here.
You know, it would be hard to hold back because I'm just trying to be honest about this. You know, I know a lot of great music. I'm incredibly stylish and very neat and tidy. I must say that.
Okay.
You won't have to worry about that. I don't need my stuff lying around. I like to put it away.
Well, nothing. It's not like I'd be staying with you, so it's not a problem for me, is it?
You see, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're auditioning for my side man.
For your
this.
Side piece.
I hear this.
Look, I mean, I can be away for a day or so. I can get away. But, you know, after that, I got to some. It has to be a good reason, too. Otherwise, I got to go back.
Terrible. I want to give people proper advice, you know, on how
but
to get a bag.
We are giving people proper advice.
No, you're selling yourself. This is like a Tumisha plug for the beautiful.
What I'm saying is this.
Single ladies.
All the beautiful single ladies out there, those are the criteria that you should be looking out for. Okay. Just because I happen to have all of them, it's not my fault. I'm just saying, somebody got lucky.
Someone. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I hear. You know, I actually need some of that confidence in my life. You know, I need to approach dating with that kind of pizzazz.
Yeah, go
and,
for it.
You know, sell myself better.
Why should you hold yourself back? Damn it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, thanks, man. That's why you're my co-host.
But I want to ask you a question, though.
Tell me.
If
you're laughing, it's not a good sign.
No, it's
but
a good
go
question,
ahead.
Though.
Okay,
like,
go ahead.
On this whole forgiving tip, right? So if you, like, you could forgive Eugene de Kock, right? That's what you know. That's a big thing. So,
yeah.
Like, if you're dating a guy and he didn't come back for the whole of December.
Whole of December?
Okay, let's just say from after Christmas, like from the 27th, and then he came back like on the 3rd of Jan, you know, because he was like, he got caught up, man. He was swept away by the whole
December. By the December, And he spent his bonus on someone else. Okay.
Not all of it.
Not all. Just enough for petrol back home. So he kept enough for petrol.
You'd already had a great Christmas. He bought you something beautiful, you know, for the kids and everything else. And he just had an extra 10 grand that he wasn't planning to spend on you anyway.
So he spent it on someone else.
Well, like, I wouldn't say just one person, but a whole group of them.
Okay.
Because of a lot of days.
He was He was making it rain in some club.
He was making it rain. Okay. Okay. Until the 3rd of Jan.
Okay.
Would that be like a it's over sort of thing?
Is that even a question? You're trying to trap me here. You're trying to trap me. And I will not walk into this trap.
I'm not trying to trap. I just want to know.
No. What was he doing when he was doing what he was doing?
Well, I mean,
no.
We don't know. And I don't think that's important to talk about.
That is very important to talk about.
Really?
Because, like, along with himself, did he come with any STDs? You know,
he didn't come with any STDs. What if, like,
there's a definite? He got it tested.
Maybe he's not tested yet, but, like, you know, yes. Like, do we have to go into, like,
We do.
He kept it strapped up.
I'd need to know what he was doing for those 10 days. Like, or
was he partying a lot?
No, without me. I mean, that's the point of having a bae. Y'all want to do things together.
Until you get together and you have a bae for a while. And you're like, I don't want to do this with you anymore.
You are not selling relationships. And
really?
No, you are making it sound.
I'm being so real.
Awful.
Relationships are amazing, guys. You get to really, like, till death do you part. And it's like, you know, from the time that you get married, which is like on your wedding day, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And until death do you part, it's just the middle part that's a bit hard. That's like the difficult sometimes.
That's the death doing you part.
Yeah. That part. You know, you're like, okay, Lord, if you won't take her, take me. But you got to take somebody. Take her.
I've still got a lot of loving to do. Is that what you think?
I'm just kidding.
No, but tell me, on a more serious note now.
It's a wonderful place to be.
No, on a more serious note, I told people to listen to the show because I wanted to give them good, helpful advice on how to get baited up. You need to tell me, like, what are the biggest turn-off a woman can do? Like, where you just like, that is so not my guy.
I think the biggest thing is when a woman, and you know, the thing is, like, in Joburg, there are a lot of beautiful women, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's not a problem. But when a woman thinks that because she's beautiful and she's on your that first date with you and she's already talking like, a man's got to take care of all this. And you're like, we're on our first date.
Can I just take care of dinner for now?
And the other dinners? Like, let's just start there.
Yeah.
And then can you take care of yourself for a while?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At least until we sign, like, some sort of marriage contract or something. That's the biggest turnoff. I think a lot of girls in Joburg think that
maintenance. They want
finding
a man
is like finding a job. It's not the same thing. Okay. You still have to go to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
This man is not maintenance.
Yeah. But don't you think that that's what our society's been selling, though? Like, the fact that Kanye Bao and the likes have become successful from being notorious gold diggers. So if girls know this, they're like, why don't I try my luck? If he's on a date with me.
See, that's the problem. I think a lot of girls are like, but I'm so much better looking than Kanye.
Right.
You know? And I think what happened with Kanye was it was a once-off thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say she got lucky. It's just like, that's what she was looking for at the time, and that's what she achieved. And now she's, like, totally different, of course. We know that. But how did that work out for her, you know? Have you really thought about it?
No, look at it. She had, like, a three-step process, you see. She first went for the money, and then she bankrupted him. And then she went for Tinas, which, how could we forget that scandal?
Yes.
And then after, she went for love, because she had already accumulated assets,
on
the way.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's
it
true,
was a job, in essence, you know? So
that was a good idea.
You see,
now I'm thinking I should have really thought about it that way.
Okay, so that's turn off number one.
But that's possible. You see, there are also guys who are out there to just be
looking.
Like, I want to be your maintenance plan.
Yeah.
But that comes with a lot of baggage.
Dependency.
Because you got to maintain, like, what we got now.
Yeah.
Like, how I meet you today
is how you got to be forever.
Forever. And in fact, there's got to be, like, a constant
improvement.
Yeah. If, like, that's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the thing is, I think looks, for a man looking at a woman, looks are important initially. But here's the trick, ladies.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
If it's a real relationship
and
you really want to stay beautiful in your man's eyes, it's got nothing to do with looks. It's really got to do with how you make him feel.
Ooh.
Especially about himself.
Yeah.
So if a guy's doing stuff for you, like he's trying, you know, and that's why let's go to real as opposed to like the fantasy world. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying. He buys you gifts at Christmas, anniversaries,
birthdays. Yeah.
He's a good man. He comes home. Like if you are now living together or you're married and stuff.
Yeah.
He tries to share in the household stuff. He doesn't expect you to be that old fashioned chick of you got to cook every night.
Yeah.
But every now and again, you like make
He'd
him
like
a nice
a good meal.
Yeah, because that's your thing, right? Because as a nurturer, you're like, I just wanted to make you something today because
I love you.
I love you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's the kind of guy who also does stuff, yeah. you know, because you got to do stuff around the house. You can't always be yeah. paying people to oh, do yeah. stuff. You know, yeah. every now and again, you got to put up the light bulb or change this.
Yeah.
And like you guys got that sort of thing going on. Then to keep that going is just a matter of reciprocation for both, from both sides. And, yeah. And it's that simple. So ladies, to stay beautiful to your man,
make him feel good.
Make him feel good about himself. Yeah. That he's with you, you know.
Yeah.
Like he is the man. I heard something that was interesting the other day. A friend of mine was saying, like, his mom is single.
Okay.
But she was dating some dude and she's loaded. She's rich.
Yeah.
And the dude's not even making as much money as she is. So later in the day, or it was in the evening, she has a boyfriend, if you can call it that. And mm-hmm. and he was with her friends, and dude is like, it was like 10 at night, like, hey babes, you know, we're just sitting here, and the guy's starting to get hungry. Is there something you can put together quick?
Yeah.
And she was like, I could have told these guys to go and order Nando's or something.
Mm-mm.
But and she wasn't like in the mood, but she went down and fixed something. And,
and
these guys were eating and stuff, and my friend was telling me this. He's a guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what my mom said to me was. That wasn't the time to be like funny about it.
Yeah.
You had a chat later another day, like, hey, listen, when that happens, if you just warn me earlier, I can help out, you know? And the trick for me was like the way this woman like was making the man feel like he felt like he was the guy, you know, next to his guys. That goes a long way. And what she said was actually it was very strategic because after that she needed like some gas because she's got like her house has got gas and those big 18 kilo gas. The guy got his friends to do everything she needed for that week.
Yeah.
The guy, those guys,
yeah.
the payback was like 100 times more.
Yeah.
And I'm saying like a lot of women nowadays are all about, oh no girl, I won't do this.
I'm Miss Independent.
You know,
who does
I'm bringing
in
the money.
Who
guys, old fashioned works.
I agree. Actually, that's the one point where I have to say that I'm with you and I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I think a lot of women, especially young women, like, you know, from about 21 where you really get into serious dating and after that going on further, I think it becomes very stressful because your friends I'll get back to this because I got you guys some dating advice from Theo Malherber. But anyway, so they were saying that, you know, being an independent woman and juggling all of that is so difficult, you know, because you get home and you still want to assert yourself like you were at work, like, you know, I'm the boss, you know, you listen to me.
Yeah.
But it's so difficult because a man doesn't want to feel like at home the way he feels at work.
Exactly.
You know? He doesn't want to be getting screamed at home like he would at work. So that's
and vice versa, right? I mean, if the man's the boss as well, he doesn't come home and be like, I'm the boss at home.
Yeah, oh no.
It's like,
it's reciprocal.
It's reciprocal, right?
Yeah.
I think of it like, oh, you need me to help like with the dishes or whatever? Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily want to, but I will do it for you because you need my help,
that
right?
Is. And it goes such a long way, you know?
It does.
That's the thing. It's the small things that make you feel loved and nurtured. And
It's not really like the 4-carat...
No. That's nice too, though.
Canary diamond ring. Those things are nice.
Let's not scrap that.
Let's not write them off. But I'm not saying that one or the other. I'm not saying one or the other. In fact, if anything, I'm saying all. If you can afford a 4-carat canary diamond ring, then by all means, go get it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean now you're exempt from washing the dishes. Or the like. I mean, you might have a dishwasher and just putting the dishes in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Or something that is just small that you could have paid someone else to do, but you do it for your wife.
Yeah.
You know, or your bae. Like, one thing I think is important is people have to decide what their responsibilities are in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And come hell or high water, that is what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for a man, I think you have to take off a woman's hands once you're a man. Some of the things that... I don't know, a bit more difficult physically to do.
Yeah.
And when I say physically, it could even be like waking up earlier to take her car to service.
Yeah.
Because that's an inconvenience.
Sweet. Yeah.
You know.
And it makes you feel like the person thought about you.
Exactly.
And that's very sweet.
Like, okay, that's what I do.
I'll
do that. That's what, that's me.
That's my thing.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like, well, you know, you haven't been behaving this week. You were really mean to me.
So I'm leaving.
So,
the car.
Yeah. So I'm not taking your car because of that. Things like... I think we need to talk about the sex.
Yeah.
You know, you can't punish your partner by not giving up.
Sex.
Yeah, because then you're really like, where's the person supposed to get it?
What am I supposed to do?
Where's your woman supposed to get this thing? And then what if she makes a plan for herself? And then like that would upset you, right?
That's not cool.
That's not cool. And then you must come talk to us and complain, and we must be like, yeah, I know. Why did she? And you know, you told her you
that
were tired.
That is so true.
You had a hard week. How dare she ask for sex at that time? It's like, no, dude.
No, but that's so true. It's so important to actually establish, like you're saying, establish for both of you what is important to, you know, either one of you. And I think withholding sex is like the oldest trick in the book, but it's the worst one. It's absolutely the worst one.
Isn't it?
No, but you know.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
I'm so thankful that you're saying this.
No, but it is because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a human need. You know, and we all try and pretend like, no, woman, we controlled and we nursed, you know, like Mother Teresa. But I mean, just, men need it, women need it. And it's just a way a relationship functions, you know, so.
It's the glue, actually. I'd be very upset with a guy who's like, comes up to me and says he's withholding sex from his woman. That would just be silly.
I think I'd laugh. I'd be like, what really? The hell? Yeah, I'd be like, who taught you that?
Yeah, like really? You thought that would work? Yeah,
you know women are resilient, right?
Yeah, we
can weather the storm. A man on our
left. Oh, Lord. Can you weather a storm? Oh, my goodness.
A man on the other hand.
Keep going, dog. You keep going. You're bad, dog.
No, but I want us to get to two very interesting things. Okay. So the one was I spoke to a dating expert. His name is Theo Malherber from the Social Dating Club.
All right, what did he say?
The only social club. That's what it's called, guys.
Okay, hang on. So this only social club, is it like something online? Is it online dating service?
It's an online dating service. But I wanted to get his advice and, you know, the things he faces.
Are we calling him?
No. We're not calling him. So we're going to... I did an interview with him, so I'll just reflect on some of the things.
Okay, please do.
If we can, because the interview I did with him earlier is just not working with me today.
Okay, cool.
So the one thing I found, I know. The one thing I found out from him was the biggest mistake people make when it comes to dating. And he was like, lack of self-worth, which I loved. Because when you don't, and he said, people don't love themselves. So they look for broken people because they're broken. And, you know, it just becomes a rigmarole.
I've heard that. But I think that you don't necessarily always go into a situation thinking that you're broken. Although you might be, right?
You don't think that. But I mean, come on, when you're always unhappy. Like, I mean, that's not a happy, like, you know, you kind of, there's signs. Mm. When you're broken, there's signs.
Can you give us a view? Since you're the expert.
I mean, of broken men.
I'm always like, what signs to know that you yourself might be broken.
You yourself.
I think maybe I'm very delusional. I think I've walked into like a lot of relationships where I was like, broken me. Oh, I've got my shit together. And then after a while, you're like, oh dang, this person's broken, which means I was broken too.
We are two broken people.
Two broken people. I thought I wasn't broken.
I thought I was full. Mm. No, I mean, you'd know it because when you're broken, you need in other people what you don't have in yourself. So you'll always go searching for that. Like, I need you to love me like this. You know, and I need you to do this for me.
I need you to have money, damn it.
Because I'm broke. Yeah, that's and what we I can't right both now. Be broke.
Yeah. Like, pick a struggle.
Pick a struggle, you know. We can...
Then, you know what? If ever I'm on the dating scene again, forget all that other stuff. I'm sorry. I said a lot of things about how it's important in relationships. If you're rich, baby, we can make it work. Because money, you know, even if we're unhappy, I'd rather be crying in a mansion, even if it's your mansion, than crying in a small town house.
That is very true. And I'm so with you there. Right, yeah. But if I say it, then I just seem like a gold digger. When you say it,
you know,
just seem
it's
like
so unfair. No, you can say it too, Candace. You can say it too. Go ahead. No. I'm letting you say it.
Okay. I would rather cry in a mansion.
Yeah.
Than in a townhouse.
Exactly.
Is that good?
A small townhouse.
A small townhouse. Nice townhouse. Oh, they're very nice townhouses. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know, so poverty is not a struggle you should be in together.
No.
I don't think.
Because the thing is, right, you know? No matter what's going on in a relationship, there are going to be some dark days.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
So can we have those dark days in a well-lit house?
But have you seen all this shaming on like Facebook? There are always these pictures like a real woman is a woman who can see her potential in a man and stick it out and let him realize it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm 24 now. I don't have time to be building-ish like from scratch. Like we need some sort of foundation. We are not buying the bricks together.
No, we're not.
And mortar. Now we have to start.
You know, you have to be there just to help the interior decorator.
Thank you.
Not even be the interior decorator. Just help the interior decorator. Like, this is what I would like. Show me an example. Oh, right? No, I'm with you. Like,
you are making me so undateable right now.
No. Yeah, you are. I'm so making you
most men
dateable.
Are like, no. You know what, we are not dating her today.
Listen, I'm not spending my hard earned time. I'm not spending my time. Like, I've spent a lot of time with you, okay?
You have.
And I'm not going to keep spending time with you. Uh-huh. And then, having 3 years later, you come to me with some guy in jail.
And I'm like, this is my bae. We are building from scratch.
No, you're even crying now. Yeah. And then you expect me to help. After all this advice I've given you. That's true. Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
So we're eliminating. This is the process of elimination.
No, I'm sorry. I'd rather you were single for longer. And then 5-6 years from now, you come back and you just keep telling me how happy you are and how happy he makes you and how happy you make him. And it's just soppy and syrupy and I want to throw up from all this love. I don't want to be like, hey, what happened to Candice, Mari?
She used to be so cute.
Yeah, and now she really looks worn out, you know. She's so unhappy.
Life.
You know, and they've got 3 kids now. And
there's no going back for her.
Yeah, hey, Lefati. No, please, Candice.
Popelo.
Don't hurt my feelings, because I'll be hurt for a second and then I'll have to move on.
To another.
Yeah, I don't hang out with people who are like generally like broken and unhappy.
Wow. Okay then. So anyway.
So if this makes it hard for you to be dated by mere mortals, hell yeah. Hell
yeah. No, all but right. I came across such a fascinating study. I've got to tell you this, okay, because what? I know we're coming to an end now. It's by Arthur Aaron. So he conducted this study 20 years ago.
What did he say?
And apparently, you can fall in love with anyone.
You can, of course you can.
No, but his study is like, he can literally put two strangers in a room.
Okay.
And the feelings of love. By the end of it, the survey, the people would feel like they fell in love.
What's the trick?
Right. I was like, so then I had to do some more digging, of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in this digging, there's actually an app for it. So
what?
I know.
Show me that app.
I'm showing you this app because it is ridiculous.
Okay.
Anyone who's volunteering to do this app with me, I'm here. Tweet me, Facebook me.
No. Yeah, but you know our criteria. Don't mess around, guy. And I'm watching. Like, I'm not watching like that Big Brother kind of watching, like, where I have to be mean. I won't be mean. But if you're not worthy, you're not worthy. That's what I'm saying.
That's why you're my co-host.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get to that, let's talk about what's happening on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. As I said, I'm excited.
December's here. And before you know it, 2016 will be here too. Né? So if you're in Joburg and you're still wondering what to do for New Year's Eve, Cliff Central and Madison Avenue want to invite you to the biggest, sexiest party of the year. Join us as our special VIP at Madison Avenue for a celebration that will start 2016 on the right note. Gareth Cliff, O'Neill, Miss Prue, and Ari Kelman will get the party started and keep it going all night. Great music, an outdoor tented area, lots of bars, great food, gorgeous people, and a night to remember. Let me say that again.
Say it again.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Are you going to be there?
We're going to be there.
I'm only going to be there for you. Oh, you see, there you go. Gorgeous people. Already just two. Gareth is going to be there. There's three. Ari's going to be there. There's four. I mean, O'Neill. What a hot man. Miss Brew. Oh, my gosh. I have to go.
It is just hot people.
Mm. And a night that you'll remember. Hopefully, they're hot, loose people. Because I can't just be coming out and just looking at hot people. I'm a married man. I need to get some. If you haven't made plans yet, book now for Cliff Rocks Madison at CompuTicket.com. Go to CliffCentral.com for more details and stay tuned for everything you need to know. New Year's Eve with Cliff Central, Madison Avenue, and you. There you go.
That is going to be a fun one. I am so excited for that.
I can't wait.
You're going to be there 100%, eh?
Well, I don't know. Because my wife lets me.
Oh, yeah. You must get your visa sorted.
I must get my permission. And this is like, as someone in a relationship, I find this quite interesting. But it's a normal thing of life, you know? That if the partner says no, like, eish, guys, I'm sorry, eh? I know
there's
I said
no
I'll be there, but I won't. And, you know, I won't feel bad about it. I don't care what you think, you know, out there. Like, but he said he'd be there, and then his wife said no, so he's dead at home. Yeah, that's exactly
permission slip. Please get your permission slip signed now so that I know if I should be bringing a plus one. Okay.
Okay.
So, anyway, so back to this 36 questions thing. So, basically how it works is you spend, it's a long, long thing. So, they say you must give yourself an hour with any partner, right?
Okay.
And then it asks you 36 questions. So, some of the questions I went through it yesterday is, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Okay, so that's pretty basic. We all talk about that. I don't see how that's going to make me fall in love. And then it asks you things like, would you like to be famous and why? And just random questions. But after the first, no, so they break it down. So it's first the normal average questions.
Let me find this app because I want to do it later.
It's called 36 Questions.
Okay, cool.
Don't worry, I'll text it to you.
Okay, cool.
And so then after this, apparently, like by the end, the last few questions help you really like get to know someone. So they ask you very intimate and personal questions that you wouldn't otherwise divulge to someone randomly.
Okay, ask a question.
No, I'm not asking you a question.
You don't have to, like, I don't have to answer it truthfully because we're not going to date. So just let's see what kind of questions there are, especially the intimate ones.
Let me get to the end, okay? You just I know what kind of questions you want, and I don't think that those are the kind of intimate questions they're asking, okay?
What kind of questions do I want?
I don't, yeah. We will let the people decide.
No, wait. What kind of questions do you think I want?
No, I'm not even going to say anything.
Why are you all shy now? Why are you getting all
I'm
coy?
I'm getting all cute and coy now because
like
the show's coming.
The clothes are
in.
Off. You can't be coy now.
don't ask you like sexual questions. They ask you, yeah.
Well, what's intimate if it's not sexual?
No, I'm sure they're in there somewhere. But
how much do you make? Is that that's intimate?
I think I'm gonna just add that.
Inappropriate.
I think I'm gonna add that just for my 37 questions. I'll replace one. So it asks you something like, share your most embarrassing moments with your partner and whoever this partner is, and then
What is your most embarrassing moment?
Oh gosh.
If we were to get real.
I have a lot of embarrassing moments.
Is it?
Because I'm so clumsy.
I think it depends what's embarrassing to you.
What's embarrassing
depends
to
on
me,
on
right?
on what, like how much of I want to say control freak, but that's not it. Like how neurotic you might be. Maybe some things that would be embarrassing to you are like, really, that's embarrassing. I do that all the time, every Friday.
But the thing is, I don't get I'm very clumsy, so I've gotten used to that. So I don't have a lot of embarrassing moments.
Do you fall over often?
Oh my gosh, I fall over my own feet.
Really?
I don't even know how like my feet are designed. and I'm very so the one thing is I went on a date the other day.
Yeah.
So I'll go and I'll have sunglasses and then I won't even say anything and I just turn my back and go put away. Then I have to come back and pretend nothing happened. You know, I'm that kind of person. Right. I act before I think.
Sometimes I speak before I think.
You always.
Yeah. There's really? Because sometimes something will fall out and I'm like, oh no, bring it back.
Bring it back. And then I've already caught it. And it's like, oh yes. What am I going to do with this crowd? You're on radio. That's not a good thing. I'm kidding. It's an amazing thing.
Great
it makes
thing.
For amazing radio.
It does. People know stuff about me that.
That now Shwashwi can't report on.
Exactly. It's like you've killed it, hey?
Mm. You are killing the gossip columns.
Is it?
You are doing it wrong.
I must just keep it quiet so that there's something. Okay.
Yes,
so intimate questions. That's
okay,
36.
But I'm looking through this and I'm starting to think maybe it's not such a good idea because
I don't know what an intimate question would be.
What roles do love and affection play in your life? So questions like that. That's towards the end.
Wow, it sounds serious.
It is serious. What is your most terrible memory, most treasured memory? Honestly, what would you say are the three best things about the person you're taking the quiz with? So go on.
Are we taking the...
I'm asking. now all of a sudden I found a question I like.
Okay.
the three most attractive qualities about your quiz partner.
She's
I'm here. I'm waiting.
Okay, let's pretend you're not here. She's a good listener and a great conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
She makes me laugh.
Aww.
And she's a fun person to be around who you can talk to without feeling like you're being judged. There you go.
Aw, that is so sweet.
That was so hard and weird at the same time.
I'm already falling in love. What can I say?
Well, you know, that happened from day one. You can't help yourself. I'm mad at you.
From day one, you could not even stop yourself. So please.
I'm mad at you. It's very hard not to fall in love with Dinesh, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me my three qualities before we go. We gotta go now.
Was it supposed to be reciprocal-ish.
Yes, you must reciprocate. I just spoke to you about that.
Don't you
learn?
Okay, turn away because you are giving me intense eyes here.
I've turned away. It's the back of my head. Those are not my eyes. That's a bald spot.
I think the best thing about my quiz partner is he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's an open book.
Uh-huh.
And he's confident. And he's not afraid to say what's great about him. So
it's hot. And he's got a really large penis.
Oh! you just took my show to another level. Another level. How could you kidnap my show like that? That is so not right.
It just sounds like something that you need to put on a resume. Like if you had one, like would you put it out there?
This
like
is about love and getting baited up, and you're telling people you've got a big hoo-ha. But anyway, we have got to bring this lovely show to an end.
Yeah, we do got to bring it to it. Let's play out with something. I'm loving this guy at the moment. Okay. He's Chance the Rapper.
Yes.
He's one of my favorite people at the moment. And Somewhere in Paradise.
Somewhere in Paradise.
This is for you.
That sounds wonderful.
I believe that if I fly.
Goodbye. It's been
bye
fun.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.